stars, Mitch Fortner, Tyler Dreiling, and John Kurtz, as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game.
Yes, we do. Like to do it on Friday. I'll be your host today, John Kurtz, for the match game. I've got the questions here. If you're not familiar with the game, like I wasn't before we started doing this bit, old school game show, I'm going to pose three questions to these guys with a fill-in-the-blank answer. They've got to guess what my answer is. If they guess correctly, they get a point. We go three, see who has the most points at the end. If not, I've got a tiebreaker question to settle the score here. I feel like it's been a long time since I've been the host.
It's been a minute.
It has.
They're bringing it back. Did you hear that?
It's already back.
Oh, it's already back?
Pretty sure it is, yeah.
Who's the host?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, of all people.
Really?
Yeah.
He's hosting a game show.
Yeah. He's also hosting SNL tomorrow night.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, okay.
Which he's basically been doing for the last year anyway.
But. Yeah, more or less. I don't really know that I have the star power of Alec Baldwin, but I will give this whole match game thing my best shot here, boys. You ready?
Yep.
All right. We kept this all pretty K-State-centric today. So, Kansas game way back on Monday night. One of the things on the periphery that happened in that game was Frank Mason going tumbling into the stands right into D. Scott Fritchin from GoPowerCat.com. And he took it like a champ, man. Laptop didn't get messed up. He even went and talked with Frank Mason about it in the postgame press conference. Out of us three, who would handle being plowed over by Frank Mason from the basketball floor the best? Who would handle it the best? Me, Tyler, or Mitch? You guys got to match what my answer to this question is. And I will say, if you have listened to the show,
this one's easy.
You have listened to the show, you will have an idea of at least which one I would not pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've got more of a 50% chance than a 33% chance. I'm locked in.
So I always forget. Do I give the answer first?
You go first, yeah.
All right, so which one of us would handle being plowed over by Frank Mason the best? Question one in the match game here. If you've listened, I said the one time something like that has happened to me, it was just a mere basketball bouncing at me during a Manhattan High game, and I totally ducked and bailed out of the way and was a complete chicken about it. So it's not going to be me. You can scratch me off the list. I assume neither of you put me.
No.
Okay, so you paid attention to the show earlier this week. That's good to know. then it comes down to Mitch and Tyler here, and honestly, the only real thought that I had was that Mitch has to be pretty quick, I would think. He's got to be the quickest out of us three, and in terms of just having a quick reaction, trying to make some move to, like, tumble out of the way or something and therefore minimize the damage, I think Mitch is going to be the best bet as far as that is concerned. So, the answer is Mitch. Okay. What'd you guys put?
Well, I got the right answer.
Bam!
I got Mitch. And, yeah, it just has to do with size. Mitch has a lot better chance of avoiding significant contact.
Bing, bing, bing.
Hey. All right. Maybe that one was too easy.
Yeah.
I thought I could trick someone into
picking me.
Well, I thought you guys would think I would pick myself. So that was part of why I did the question. Okay, we're tied at one here in the match game after question number one. Here's question two. We were just talking about K-State's schedule the rest of the way in Big 12 play. They got West Virginia and then six very manageable games. So they have seven total games left in the Big 12 schedule. What will K-State's record be in the last seven games?
In the last seven, okay.
That is question two here in the match game, which is tied up one apiece.
Does that count West Virginia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it counts West Virginia. Let's see. Road trips to West Virginia, TCU, Oklahoma, Texas. Home games against Texas Tech, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. That's what K-State's got left. So, if you are ready.
Let's roll.
Okay. You know, this team is so up and down, and they have a hard time stringing together multiple wins back-to-back. Even though there are six fairly manageable games down the stretch, I still foresee a little bit of up and down and up and down. But I think they will win enough to be safely in the NCAA tournament. Right now they have five wins to be safely in. I would think they need to go 9-9. So 4-3 would get them to 9-9 in the Big 12. That is my answer.
Okay. So you say 4-3.
I say 4-3.
Mitch, you go first.
Well, I kind of had the same.
I'm the host here. Who's dictating
okay,
this?
Okay, fine.
All right, Mitch, go first.
I had the same thought process. The thing is, K-State has been spotty at home. They've lost a few of them that they probably shouldn't have lost. And K-State seems to match up with how other teams do when it's road games. I kind of worry about the road trip to Texas, but I'll go ahead and put down 4-3.
Oh. All right, Mitch has got the first two correct, so he's got 2 points. Is Tyler going to maintain the pace or not?
You know that I respect you as being the most optimistic member of this show. There's no doubt about that. No, I thought that you would have some real concerns about K-State coming down the stretch, especially if they lose at West Virginia tomorrow. I had 3-4.
Mitch.
Finishing 8-8.
Mitch inches ahead here.
8-10, sorry.
So 2 for Mitch, 1 for Tyler in the match game, and we go into the third and final question. Tyler is going to have to get this right and Mitch get it wrong to force a tie and then go to the tiebreaker question. That is the scenario here. So the Charles Oakley story. He gets hauled out of Madison Square Garden, kicking and screaming. He is one of the most intimidating former NBA players that exists there. He was a real enforcer and intimidator. If you were a security guard, which current K-State athlete would you least like to have to escort out of an arena, a la Charles Oakley?
Current?
Current, for fear of your own safety. Or really just the intimidation factor. I'm not trying to insinuate that someone would actually do something here, but just pretend that they're angry and you got to be the one to try and haul them out.
I have to get this right, and that's not fun.
Yeah. Football and basketball. I'll narrow it down to that.
Okay.
Just, I know I said K-State athlete. Don't think too hard. Football and basketball.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You can have a little more time on this one. This is a little more broad-based. I purposely saved this for last because it's the toughest one.
Yeah.
You know, you just have way more options to think about here. And I did have to really think about it. There was two that I was waffling back and forth with.
See,
it looks like, Tyler, you've written down an answer, right?
Yeah.
Waiting on you, Mitch.
I need a minute here.
Well, no, I'm glad that he's taking his time because it gives me time to make sure that I don't want to switch it up. But
current athlete.
Yeah, I went current just because it was like if I'm going to go all time, I mean, that's just – there's too many.
Ooh, man. Dang it, now I'm having second thoughts. No, I'm going to stick with my answer.
I'm just going to write something down because
gotta go with your gut,
I have
right?
the lead.
I was going to say, Mitch, this is less important for you. Yeah. This is much more important for Tyler.
Which means that Mitch should give his answer first, I think.
All right, so to have a tie and force a tiebreaker here in the match game, this has to be a correct answer for Tyler and an incorrect answer for Mitch. We will start with Mitch, but I will go ahead and give you my answer here. I seriously considered DJ Johnson, who obviously is big dude, very strong. Has a motor that's, you know, always running like crazy. But he's a pretty calm, docile dude, you know, off the floor. I would have a hard time seeing him really completely losing his cool and flipping and doing something. So just because of that, I opted to go the football route, and I started thinking about, all right, football players here, who's going to be the most intimidating? Because of his wrestling experience and the leverage that he understands in those type of scenarios and situations, plus how much he squats, which is like a billion pounds, I went with Will Geary. Will Geary. I would not want to have to escort Will Geary out of an arena.
And I'll go and tell you, I said DJ, actually.
Okay, well, you were close. You were close because that was the other thought that I had.
When I said I was second-guessing myself, it was because I thought of DJ. But then I thought exactly along your lines, well, he's kind of a gentle giant unless you're on the floor. 12 post player. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got the sport right. I got the position group pretty much right, but I got the guy wrong. I said Reggie Walker.
Okay.
Reggie Walker would be pretty difficult. Will Geary, you actually presented a pretty good case for him. Yes, he's a smaller guy in terms of height, but just about everything else about him would make him very difficult to move from point A to point B forcefully.
Well, yeah, he's just like a ball of muscle, and like I said, if you ever try and just do anything, he knows exactly how to attack from angles because of being like the wrestling thing. That really pulled it together.
I was going to, but then you said current athlete. I was immediately going to say Jordan Willis if you were just talking about a athlete from like this year, like this K-State sports year. I think Jordan Willis, even though he's a quiet guy off the field, man, I do not want to have to take him anywhere.
Yeah, agreed. That dude is rock solid. So, yeah, I wouldn't either. All right. Well, Mitch, at the end of regulation here, has a 2-1 lead. But to spice things up.
Wait a second.
K Can I spice things up?
He's the judge.
You're gonna steal my W,
he's
aren't
the
you?
Judge, the can jury, I, and the executioner.
Can I put on some Lawry's to this game? Spice it up here, boys.
Yep.
This last question is going to be worth 2 points. Whoever gets closer to it, the tiebreaker question, is going to be worth 2 points. So Tyler still has a shot here. This is what we got to do, man. We got to keep people hooked, okay? Keep them on the hook. The tiebreaker question, this one is pretty straightforward. What will the margin of victory be in the West Virginia K-State game tomorrow? So the reason I do it like that, you got to answer with a number, and whoever is closest, like someone will have to be the winner.
Okay, so
I guess unless you
Mountaineers
say the same number.
Or K-State, doesn't matter who wins,
it doesn't matter.
It's just by how much.
That's part of what you got to calculate is who you think, who you would guess I would say would win the game.
Okay.
And then what the margin of victory would be there. The line, for point of reference, was 9.5 from what I just saw. West Virginia by 9.5.
But the winner doesn't matter, just the points.
I just want
the number.
Okay.
Just want the points.
Is it Price is Right rules?
No.
So if you get, you're saying if you go over.
If you overbid, you lose.
Yeah, Price is Right rules.
Oh, oh
okay.
Trying to spice this
that,
up as much
that
as
changes,
possible, man.
That changes my answer.
I'm using all the spice I got.
I'm locked
okay.
in. My answer's up here.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, this is for all the marbles here. Mitch leads 2-1, but made the tiebreaker question worth 2 here in the match game. So, tiebreaker, what will the margin of victory be in the West Virginia K-State game? I said 8. I think West Virginia by 8.
Wow.
Man.
I think
surprised.
A fairly close game with West Virginia pulling away slightly in the end. I think K-State will hang with them.
Man, I probably just lost. Because of how many close games K-State is out on the road, I said 3.
3? Okay. Well, I can understand the logic, especially with the Price is Right rules. You would err on the side of going lower.
I was set on the number 6 until you mentioned the Price is Right rules, and that got me second-guessing. So I lowered it, but not
you
enough
won.
To save Mitch. I said
hey,
4.
Hey, all right.
I got 4.
Tyler storming back. Storming back to win the match game.
Mitch. This is worse than the officiating in Allen Fieldhouse. I'm gonna side with you.
Do you have any last words, Mitch?
I'll be back.
Oh, that was good. In hour 2 of the show, here from Kamau Stokes, who met with us in the media earlier this week. You can't be serious at 5:50. When we come back, it seems you just heard my prediction there. I think K-State hangs with West Virginia for the most part in the game tomorrow. ESPN. And their, what is it called, Basketball Power Index?
Mm-hmm.
The Basketball Power Index, not nearly as confident. We'll tell you about that coming up on the game.